To talk with Phil Hendry on Coast to Coast PM from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. And to talk to Phil here in the studio or to talk to yourself, dial 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show on the Premier Radio Networks.
That's okay. We're just starting the show today with our thumbs wedged. I mean, just not ready. I thought I was. We were cutting some commercials, and oh my God, look at the time. And suddenly we realized that we have to go on the air. I guess we don't have to go on the air, but here we are. And it is the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800, and I don't even know what the number is. Some guys actually put the number there so they can remember it. Me, I figure I can from one day to the next. If I say it enough times, I'm going to remember it, but it's only been, what, 3 years? 1-800-449-8686. Mike just reminded me it's on the screen and always is. And just because you're hearing Ross Mitchell do the open doesn't mean that Art Bell's back on the air, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. The ad agency that created the popular Taco Bell talking chihuahua is in the doghouse. Taco Bell said its $200 million advertising contract with the California powerhouse TBWA. Oh, whatever. They're not going to go back with these guys. On the line with me is Brass Luis Villanueva, and Brass is with an organization called Fuerte Latino Varón, and we're going to talk about this from the standpoint of the Latin community, the Mexican-American community, and the controversy that surrounded this ad campaign in the beginning. This little Chihuahua dog saying, "Yo quiero Taco Bell." Which, you know what, I never liked that campaign that much. I didn't think it was the most offensive thing I ever saw. I didn't think it was the funniest thing I ever saw. And Brass, what from your standpoint, is the biggest danger or the weakness of a campaign featuring a chihuahua hawking Mexican food?
Okay, first of all, we don't think that Puerto Latino Verón, we don't think that, okay, the Yo Quiero Taco Bell campaign by this, okay, company, that Tricon Global Restaurants, okay, that had tried to prop up, I think, Latin culture. We don't think it was a bad thing, okay?
And we're trying. You didn't think it was a bad thing?
No, we did not think it was a bad thing. We thought that we're starting to see our culture destroyed. First, the disrespect for our women. We have seen different things happen, I think, in the Latin community and Latin culture over the last few years that has made this a fight that we are not going to lose, you know, that we hope we don't lose.
Well, what? So the Yo Quiero Taco Bell, the Chihuahua, is what?
That, for me, at least, removing that from the Taco Bell commercials, okay, has been another slap to the face of Latin people everywhere. And Fuerte Latino Leon means strong Latin male. And that's what I represent. I'm a strong Latin male trying to resurrect the Latin culture in America and trying to ensure that Latin people, Mexican-American people, Latin American people have a strong culture. And the Taco Bell Yo Quiero Chihuahua dog, which so many Latinos had identified with down through the years, they got rid of it, and that's wrong. And for me, it's just one of those things that is another slap in the face.
Well, all right. So what is it? What is important about that? I mean,
I think Yo Quiero Taco Bell helped bring together our people, the Latin people in America and in Latin America. The Latin music explosion of the last year, Ricky Martin, Carlos Santana, Enrique Iglesias, is all in part due to the reintroduction of strong Latin culture. And the Latin heart swell, I think, with pride over Yo Quiero Taco Bell when you see that dog, you know.
And let me ask you something. When you saw that Chihuahua dog come on television, I was given to believe that a lot of Latinos, a lot of people in the Hispanic community, didn't like it.
I don't know that I can address every single solitary concern that people in the Latin community have. I'll tell you that I have personally. I felt proud. I felt good. It made me feel good. You know, when I saw the Chihuahua dog, you know, because for the first time in a long time, somebody's speaking to me. You know, I saw that dog. He was talking directly to me in a lot of ways. You know, I'd hear him. It was very bueno. And
I got to ask you something here, Brass. Were you born in America?
Unfortunately, I was born in America.
Unfortunately. Why do you say that?
Well, because I feel that, if I had been born in a Latin country, then I'd have more connection to my people. But as it is, I was born here in the land of the Anglo, and so I've had to sit and be humiliated living here. You know, and so I thirst for my culture to speak to me. And
all right, you're thirsting. See, because when you say something like it's very bueno, do you speak Spanish?
Unfortunately, no, I do not speak Spanish. I wish I spoke Spanish. But as you know, here in the Anglo culture, they beat the Spanish right out of you. They don't want you to speak no Spanish. Okay.
But I hear a lot of Spanish spoken in the United States, regardless of whether or not there are people who don't want you to speak it. And
right, but I thirst for my language. And any time I hear Spanish, I don't care where it is. I could cry. A tear wells up in my eye. I remember the first time I heard Yo Quiero Taco Bell, I went, man, that's my language. You know, where is that coming from? And I knew it was coming from the TV set. Now, yeah, it was coming from a dog, but at least it was a beginning for me. And
you're talking about this is another step in destroying Latin culture. What were you saying about your women? You said that you've seen your women disrespected.
Well, I believe we've seen our women disrespected, yeah.
And how so?
Well, I think if you look at Jennifer Lopez dying in her hair blonde, hanging out with Puff Daddy, you know, she used to have a nice body. Now she's working out, dropping all that weight. Number two, the Alamo ain't over because Mexicans still have a rightful claim to Texas. And finally, number three, what Tri-Global has done to our people in terms of the Yo Quiero Taco Bell. We thirst for our language, and we thirst for our culture. And the dog and the chihuahua sort of laid that out. And I'd look at that, and I'd go, yeah, I see you, man, you know. And I felt good about that. But now they pulled that dog off. I'm like, I don't know.
So Yo Quiero, say, I was always under the belief that it was more or less an insult.
Not necessarily. It depends on how you see it, you know. But for me, it was a moment where I could say, that is for me. Fuerte Latino Varón. Mi barrio. You know, bueno. Esta, you know, como esta ustedes. You know what I'm saying? Like, una más tequila. You know?
Well, you're speaking a lot of Spanish, right?
Yeah, you don't understand my language. You don't speak my language, man. You don't speak my language, you know? When I say uno más taquito, bueno, puta, you know? This is the language. And
I what are you saying?
I'm saying, you know, I just dig it. You know, I dig being a Mexican, you know? I told you, man, I don't speak Spanish.
So you just string words together and...
Well, because of the fact that I'm a first generation, I mean, I was born in America, you know, so they have beat all the Mexican out of me. And I'm trying to refine myself.
Brass, this is a battle, a cultural battle that we hear so many people fight, you know, those who are either immigrants or have just newly arrived in this country. I read a very interesting book not too long ago that said that one thing that distinguishes America now from America 100 years ago is... 100 years ago, we used to insist that people become Americans. We didn't care where you came from, but you had to become an American. And today, we just don't insist that anymore of anybody. We just...
What were you saying exactly? Because if you're saying...
Well, I mean, you're sitting there, you know, mi barrio, I don't know, what does that mean, uno más tequila? And, you know, yo quiero Taco Bell. All that stuff is just a lot of Spanish. You don't even speak the language. And
that's my culture, though. And one great thing about the Taco Bell dog was that it helped me learn some Spanish and it helped me get back to my roots, you know, when I heard that.
All right, our number, hold on for a minute. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Brass Luis Villanueva from Fuerte Latino Varón, an organization that is decrying the decision of Tricon Global Restaurants to get rid of the Yo Quiero Taco Bell Chihuahua. And you see this as a cultural fight.
I not only see it as a cultural fight, Phil, I know all my people do. And I think the more people of Latin heritage and Latin culture you talk to, the more of them are going to say, yeah, okay, you know, that dog may be funny to you as an Anglo, but to my people, you know, I look at that and I go, yeah, you know, that's me. You know, that's me.
That's you, the dog.
No. When he says, yo quiero Taco Bell, and speak on my, you know, mi barrio, you know, how do you say food in Spanish? Because I don't know.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I don't know how to say food in Spanish.
See, I got to look that up. I got a Spanish, I got an English to Spanish dictionary. But
if you're in Puerto Latino Varón, man, and you don't speak Spanish, don't you think you ought to learn?
But no, not as long as you keep beating it out of me. Not as long as you keep beating it out of me so I can't learn no Spanish. See, I'm proud of myself to be Spanish, but you beat it out of me.
Hey, dude, be my guest. Learn.
No. You don't want me to be a Mexican. You know, you want me to be like white, like you. No. I can fall for that. I can fall for that.
All right, well, hold on. I got to take a break here. This is an interesting discussion. As Fuerte Latino Verón representative Brass Luis Villanueva says, the Yo Quiero Taco Bell Chihuahua, representing an indestructible link between himself and his culture, has been eliminated from the Taco Bell commercials. And this cat wants to, you know, he's talking about reinvigorating his culture. In the meantime, he's rapping about Una Mas Tequila and, you know, Como Esta Ustedes, which I think means, how are you? I don't think this guy speaks Spanish. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. So we get Brass back here. Brass, the Taco Bell dog. People are familiar with this dog. Tell them a little bit about it, okay?
Right, Phil. Okay, Taco Bell dog. Okay, is a representation. Okay, of Latin culture that okay the Taco Bell company used to promote Mexican cuisine. Okay, and in doing so, they utilized Spanish, which is the language of the Mexican people and the Latin people, which I felt was a wonderful thing for them to do.
So you supported that, unlike a lot of...
Well, you know, I don't think there were a lot of people who were down on the Yo Quiero Taco Bell dog. I don't think a lot of people were down on that Chihuahua, because that Chihuahua represents... See, when I look at that Chihuahua, that to me is my connection to my people. All right, and I have lived in the wilderness of North America as a Mexican for far too long. You see, if they pull Yo Quiero Taco Bell off the air, they'll be pulling Ricky Martin out. Cisco will be gone. Cheech and Chong will be gone. You know, a lot of the reruns of Desi Arnaz or who have you, those will be gone. And all the people out there who honor our culture will not be honored. But with Yo Quiero Taco Bell, man, at least I had connection to my people, you know, mi barrio, la raza, you know.
Yeah, but as you say those Spanish words, you don't know what they mean, do you?
No, I don't, because it's been beaten out of me by the white man. And because
I, you know, when you say that, I take that, but you say that it's been beaten out of you.
You don't want me speaking Spanish, man. I bet you cringe inside every time I say Yo Quiero Taco Bell, don't you? Because a lot of people...
No, I don't.
That don't bother you?
No, you can say Yo Quiero Taco Bell. It doesn't bother me. It means I want my Taco Bell.
That don't make you angry, though.
No, it doesn't make me angry. I can say it.
See, you're lying now, man, okay? You're lying.
You know, I resent being called a liar. I'm not lying.
Why do you lie? You know you hate it. You know you hate the fact that everything Mexican is...
I don't hate everything Mexican. I kind of dig it. As a matter of fact, I like it better than black people. I'm kidding.
Oh, whoa.
I'm kidding, okay? I like every... Look, I just want... I want my country to survive and my people, all my people, to be happy and to pursue and to enjoy and for the resulting thing to be a beautiful thing. You dig what I'm saying? In other words, I want the community to flourish, white, black, or brown. When you say Yo Quiero Taco Bell, it ain't putting me away, man. I'm all right with that.
You're all right with it?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Well, you're unique. Not too many white people can handle that.
Well, I don't know. Here, let me go to a phone call. Long Beach, you're on with Brass Villanueva from...
Puerto Latino Verón.
Puerto Latino Verón. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yes.
You're
Hello?
On the air. Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Yes. You know, it is insulting. That ad, it was insulting from the beginning, because the Latin community shouldn't be perceived or portrayed with a Chihuahua dog to begin with.
Wait a minute, that's a symbol of our people.
A symbol of our people?
What are you talking about?
A symbol of our people?
Yeah.
Why don't you go and study culture?
the Chihuahua dog is a major implement, a major element in the domestic life of the Latin people.
Oh, okay? My God. You know what?
Mi barrio.
Mi barrio. There is no such thing as mi barrio.
What are you talking about?
You know?
I do speak
Spanish. I am a proud Mexican-American. You
that
know,
dog
and
is
I
one
do
of the
speak
Latin
the language. And let me tell you something.
Name a good Latin.
Nobody beat that language out of me. I have children that speak Spanish and speak English. Okay? I don't think our schools should be teaching Spanish.
Well,
it is my responsibility to teach my children.
Man, you're selling out your people.
Nobody beats the language out of us.
That dog is really, one of the great Latin actors of all
really
time.
We really want
you know?
To speak it.
Well, you know what? You're selling out your people because that Yo Quiero Taco Bell dog is probably one of the great Latin actors of all time. You know?
Oh, my God.
It is. I mean, tell me about it. Talk to me about it. Mi barrio, La Raza.
Will you shut up with me, barrio? Dude, you don't even know what it means.
No, because the white man doesn't want me to speak no Mexican talk.
Go to school and learn the language.
I'm going to be going back to school.
Nobody is preventing you from doing it. Is preventing you from going to school and learning the language. Your parents should have taught you when you were little.
I take two nights a week. I work at a car wash, but I'm going back to get my GED.
At 3 years old, they were speaking both languages.
Well,
okay?
You know what? You know, they're going
to
get a beat out of them.
Because I happen to be a proud Mexican.
Well, how old are your kids?
How old are they?
Yeah.
One is 16, one is 13, and
okay.
The other one is 8.
As soon as they hit 18, the white man's going to start spanking the Spanish out of them.
Get over it. And don't get insulted because that stupid commercial is going off the air.
That is a connection.
You know why? Because we should be portrayed with something better than a stupid Chihuahua. Give me a break.
Let me ask you an honest question.
From the beginning. Thank God it's going away. If you think you need a Chihuahua to talk to you, oh, man, you're in a lot of trouble.
No, wait a second. Have you ever eaten that?
And learn Spanish.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever had the Mex Melt at Taco Bell? Yes or no?
What?
Have you ever had the Mex Melt at Taco Bell? Yes or no?
I don't go to Taco Bell for Mexican food.
Oh, man, you're missing out. I
don't go to Taco Bell for Mexican food. That's not even Mexican food. What are you talking about?
That's the best Mexican food I've ever had in my life.
That is not Mexican food.
You are selling your people out. You're selling your people out.
Selling my people out?
How can she be selling her people? Look at the Mexican.
You are the biggest sellout who can't even speak my language.
I believe in Puerto Latino Barón.
No, eres un idiota. You know what that means? That means you're a big idiot.
You call me some kind of
eres un idiota. You don't even know what you're talking about. You want me to teach you Spanish? I'll teach you Spanish. I'll have my 8-year-old son teach you Spanish.
I'm a young Latin warrior.
I am proud of being what I am.
I'm a young Latin warrior, man.
And the only thing that I was insulted with is to ever be portrayed with a stupid Chihuahua.
The Chihuahua dog represents the domesticity of the Latin woman.
You need a Chihuahua to talk to you?
I back up
the
Latin
women, okay? You need a Chihuahua to talk to you.
I'm not going to have a Chihuahua talk to you. Thank God the Chihuahua talked to me. He reminded me of my cultural pride. And reminded you of your cultural pride, but you forgot all about it because you're out there doing, like, living out there with white people. I'm trying to...
Wait a minute. I want to jump in here.
What?
When you saw that Chihuahua dog, it reminded you of your cultural pride.
That's right. And how good that bean and cheese burrito was, too, because they make a damn... Man, you dig what I'm saying? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Okay, then you know what I'm putting down.
Okay.
Cultural pride
meet my barrio.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. So, you know, that little Chihuahua reminded you of your cultural pride and that mean bean and cheese burrito they make, too. Look, I got to tell you something. I eat at Taco Bell. They have an awesome burrito supreme. Tell me they don't have a good burrito supreme. With that extra spicy sauce? Stuff's fine. If you ain't going to one of the real good spots, like, you know, the Rosarita Cantina or wherever the hell you go to get the authentic stuff. I mean, to me, that's fine.
You know something, Mr. Henry?
What?
As a gringo, you can't speak with authority on my culture, okay? So I would ask you to have respect and not speak of the burrito because I don't think you know. And
well, I'm just saying what I like.
No, but you don't know about burrito because you're not Latino like me. I'm Latino.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Let's, Mr. Villanueva is with us. Brass, Luis Villanueva is with us from a group called Fuerte Latino Verón, which is strong Latin male, is what that means. And I don't mean to mock you, sir, but you're the one who said you don't speak Spanish.
But you know, you've taken every opportunity to try to mock me, and I find it very insulting.
No, I think I've taken every opportunity to ask you some good questions here. You say that the Yo Quiero Taco Bell Chihuahua, which the company's not going to use anymore, you say that that Chihuahua is a connection to your culture, and it may well be, but you don't speak Spanish.
You know, Mr. Henry, I charge, the Tricon Global Restaurants with racism. Undermining the Latin culture.
Why?
Because of the Yo Quiero Taco, because of getting rid of that dog. That dog, every time I saw that dog, every time many Mexican-Americans saw the Yo Quiero Taco Bell Chihuahua, we went, mi barrio, mi raza, you know, la raza, mi raza.
And what does mi raza mean?
That's what I'm saying. I wish I knew, man, but because they beat it out of me, they won't let me be Mexican no more. And I want to be Mexican at least on the weekends. Okay, during the week, being Mexican's not that good because I can't get as much work as I'd like to get. 2 nights a week, I work the car wash, but the rest of the time, I'm working in a print shop, and I might own it someday. All right.
So on the weekends, you want to be Mexican, not during the week?
During the week, right now, I'd rather just be Mexican on the weekend, but on the weekend, I want to be full on, and they won't let me do that.
All right, let's go to Montebello. Montebello on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir, hello.
Hi, can I speak to Brass?
Yeah.
Brass? Hi, this is Mark. I'm calling from a cell phone. Brass?
Yeah, let's go, pal.
Okay, hey, listen, Brass. You know, you're doing a real big disservice to us Mexican people, a bigger disservice than a Taco Bell dog could ever do. What you really need to do is quiet down.
No, I will never quiet down as long as our people are being disrespected, okay?
No, you got to quiet down. Quit blaming the white man for all your problems. He's not causing you any problems. He's giving you an opportunity here.
No, the white man doesn't give me any opportunity. I make my own opportunity. And one of the opportunities I made for myself was to get that Yo Quiero Taco Bell dog to remind us of our culture, okay? Remind us of our culture, then we know what culture we come from. But I had to have the TV on every time. One of the great things about it was I turned the TV on a couple times a day just to see if the dog was there. And then I'd remember, that's right, that's what I'm about. You know, so I guess I watch more TV, which is bad, but I was looking for the dog, okay?
And you were turning the TV on often to see the dog.
That's correct, right.
Fontana on the Phil Henry Show, hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
He doesn't need a stupid Taco Bell dog to tell him that he's Hispanic or Mexican.
Well, but it's not about being Hispanic or Mexican, being connected to the culture.
You don't have to have a dog to be connected to the culture. I'm Hispanic, and I have a Chihuahua at home.
What do you do?
I'm a medical secretary, and I speak fluent Spanish.
How do you stay connected to the culture?
If I want to go to do something Mexican, then I go ahead and do something Mexican. No one's going to beat Spanish out of me, because if I want to learn Spanish, I'm going to learn Spanish.
But you know they don't want to speak no Spanish, and when I was born, they used to say, no more of these Mexican people talking Spanish.
Give me a break.
You have got to talk to English.
I know black people that speak Spanish. Get out of here.
The Taco Bell dog is to Latino as the Eiffel Tower is to the French. It reminds us of our homeland.
I'm sorry, that's bull. That's bull.
I got to throw the flag on that.
If your connection to your people is because of a stupid Chihuahua, then... You know, I don't know. You need some kind of help.
Not my only connection, no. But I would a lot of times forget.
You don't even know. You're talking about the raza. You don't even know what the raza is.
I wish I did. I don't know.
It means the race.
The race. I even know that. I'm Anglo, and I know that. But let me ask you something, Brass. You say it's been beaten out of you, your culture.
Yeah, I've been subsumed and consumed by the white culture my whole life, right?
Okay. let me.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's stupid. What you're saying is stupid.
You insult me. I'm a strong Latin male. You insult me that?
You don't sound like you're a strong Latin male. You don't sound like you're a strong male, period.
Oh, man, that would make me want to slap
you.
Oh,
man, give me a break.
I would want to
If you want to get out of the car wash, if you want to get out of the print shop, go to school. Learn English first.
I'm getting my GED,
You know what? And then after you learn English, maybe you should go to school and learn some Spanish.
I'm Fuerte Latino Varón. My friend told me that means strong.
You don't even know what a Fuerte Latino Varón means. means?
It means man or something, right? Don't it mean?
It means strong Latin male. I
that
even looked it up.
That means strong Latin male. That's what I'm
That's
saying.
Me.
You've
That's
been
me.
Using it and you don't even know what you're talking about.
Because of the fact that the Anglo culture...
Oh, give me a break. The Anglo culture...
They want me to eat at Burger King.
Uh-uh.
God damn it.
All right, watch the language,
no,
kid.
No, no,
Nobody
no,
wants
no.
to listen to what
uh-uh.
I'm saying.
Because you're the one that's knocking down the Hispanic culture.
No, because the Latin, the Anglo culture wants you eaten, and they want your face in a Burger King so fast.
No. I eat wherever I want. I
yeah?
do whatever I want because, first and foremost, I was born in the United States.
Hey,
my
but
background
when did they start
is Hispanic.
To beat it out of you?
And I also speak Spanish.
Let me ask you a question.
And I get paid extra for speaking Spanish.
Brass, let me ask you something. What does San Antonio mean?
I don't know.
St. Anthony.
St. Anthony.
Yeah, see, I don't know. That's like Santa Barbara. I asked a couple guys the other day. What's that mean?
That's St. Barbara.
St. Barbara.
Well, how come the white man won't let me know that? How come the Anglo people beat it out of me?
Nobody beats anything out of anybody. That's just common sense. If you don't have common sense, then you need to go to school.
Okay, what is New York?
That's New York.
That's English, right?
That's English. That ain't Spanish.
Well, how come I heard a guy say Nueva York?
Nueva York
because it means New York. It's a translation, the same as Los Angeles means the angels, the city of the angels.
Going to Taco Bell is like going to my Latin grandmother's
then
house for a home-down Mexican
Bell,
meal.
For God's sake.
I get the home-down Mexican meal when I go to Taco
See,
Bell.
See, and that's what's tearing us down,
Man.
Is people like you have no education.
You got to get a little information here. I appreciate you having pride in your culture, but first thing you got to do, dude, is before you become a spokesman, get information. If you're here...
Listen to this Anglo man telling me how it is. You tell me what time it is?
Yeah, how
you don't
old
know what time it is?
Brass, how old are you?
Oh, now, are you going to give me the big brother thing? Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, I've lived a little longer than you, okay? How about that? Forget about whether I'm Anglo or not. And
no, you're going to rip my race down. Forget it, man. I don't want to hear you.
Look, what I
want... La, 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 la.
Oh, what a baby.
La, la, la.
See, you need to grow up.
What a baby. Oh, now you don't want to...
La, 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 la.
See, he doesn't want to...
Put him on hold. Because I'm Hispanic, that you're kind of sonso, buddy.
I put him on hold. He's nuts. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
You're welcome.
1-800-449-8686. Here is El Paso on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
One comment for this moron.
The lady's gone, okay?
Okay.
Look, Jack, you don't have to go anywhere to be Hispanic, Mexican-American, or anything. You live it. I'm over here at the border.
Are you proud?
I'm very proud.
All
you
right.
wouldn't survive one day out here, boy.
What you talking about, man? I live in L.A.
Yeah, you might live in L.A., but not in East L.A., Cocono. They would eat you up.
They
would eat you up. Number one. Number two, you don't speak nowhere near what a Mexican sounds like.
I was born in
Thirdly, I don't know what combination of parents you got, but you have more a connotation of an Afro-American.
No, I grew up around a lot of black kids, all right?
Okay, well, then go ahead and follow that culture because you're nowhere near what you should be. You have no clue.
See what I'm saying, man? When I stand up for my culture, all you want to do is rip me down.
What culture?
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
What culture? You're trying to put that thing in the same comparison.
Where do you live now?
National treasure, such as the American bald eagle.
Where do you live now, Brass?
Right now, I live in Encino.
What a joke.
Oh, that's a joke, huh?
Yes.
You know,
so you were born in the barrio, but you live in Encino right now?
You better watch yourself, Phil. I'll put a double layer taco in your ass, all right? And then
don't threaten me, kid.
Kid? I'm a proud young Latin male.
The only thing you are is a cross between a panda and a conejo. You're a pendejo.
A pendejo?
Yes, sir.
What's that mean?
Stupid.
It means something worse than that.
Well, yeah,
oh,
I'm trying to be kind.
Okay, what's El Paso mean? The pass?
Yes, the pass of the north.
See, I knew. I knew that.
The pass of the north, that's what it means.
That's it, I knew that.
How have they beaten the Spanish out of you? You never
because
had it, though.
The first time I said something to a dude, I said something
What did
about,
you say?
I said puta, and the guy slapped my face.
Okay,
and I went,
the guy slapped you. You're even using the wrong insult to the guy, moron.
Did you call a guy a puta?
Yeah.
That means whore,
yes.
Or it means hooker.
Yeah. How are you calling a guy that, you moron?
I don't know, man.
Now,
it's
what you should call
My
is what
all...
you should be, like a joto.
Joto?
Yes.
Puta?
No,
okay,
joto.
Come on. All right, thanks a lot. El Monte on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. El Monte, hello.
What's El Monte mean?
El Monte means the mountain. Okay, just so you... Here is Oceanside on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How are you?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not Mexican-American, but my husband is.
Right.
He was born here.
Okay, okay. And, let me tell you about my
culture. And spoke Spanish his whole life.
Let me tell you about my
He's
culture,
He's now retired,
right?
And he goes out with the sheriff once a week as a bilingual interpreter. He went to school here in Oceanside.
Goes out with the sheriff to hassle
English,
all the Mexican people.
Never had
people.
Anything beaten out of him.
Got to hassle all the Mexican people with the sheriff's department?
Absolutely.
What's he got to go out and hassle Mexican people for?
He has to tell them what they're saying.
He has to tell them what they're saying?
He interprets.
What
and
do you think
he's
about
proud
Taco
of
Bell?
What he is, but he's an American
What's
because he was born here.
What do you say about Taco Bell?
He loves Taco Bell. He
there
likes
you go. There
burritos.
You go.
He likes...
That's what I'm talking about.
He likes everything.
There you go. That's
but
all I'm talking about.
But he doesn't think that a dog or a Frito Bandito represents him.
You know the Frito Bandito? Don't watch the way you talk, because the Frito Bandito was one of the first symbols of Latin pride that our people ever
he
had.
He likes Fritos, but that bandito and that
bandito
dog does not represent what he is.
It is pride. It represents your husband.
He has enough
me.
Pride in himself that
why
he doesn't
have,
to look
up,
to
okay?
a dog for pride.
Why don't you have him call up, man? I want to
talk
to him. Because
he's out working with the sheriff's department doing his job.
Okay, well, great.
And if
and
you would go to school, they won't beat out anything out of you that you don't have already. But go to school and learn Spanish.
God, I hate you. I want to beat you up.
Oh, I wish you would.
I'd like to come down and kick your ass. Oh, I hate you so much.
But see, because you can't face the fact that you didn't know Spanish.
Oh, boy. Listen to what he's doing.
La, 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 la.
He doesn't want to hear you anymore. Okay.
Nope.
All right. 1-800-4- I'm giving the phone number. I'm giving the phone number. Number. My name's Phil. 1-800-449-8666. One 800 449 8666. Phil Hendry Show. Man, I got to get back to drinking. Tell you. So, Mike and I occasionally have discussions about talk show callers. This is nothing for you guys who are listeners to worry about, but it might be interesting. We are often talking about callers, you know. And I won't take a call unless it's, in my opinion, a good call. I'd rather go, you know, as I've often said, I'd rather go 3 full hours without calls than take the ordinary average kind of talk radio call. The average caller to a talk show in America today is terrible. They're rarely interesting. Rarely. And we're always fighting here on this show, probably more than any other radio show in the history of the format. Not just any other show that's on the air right now. We fight more than any other show in the history of the talk radio format for really good calls. Really good ones. And it takes a lot of work, but we're better at it than anybody else. Guy that screens my show and produces my show, Mike Schaefer, is better at his job than anybody else in the business in this country or anywhere else at screening calls. And as good as he is, we get some people. And the worst kind of talk show calls, let me just tell you what I don't want. I don't want anybody who's going to call up and tell me, nobody's going to impress me, number one. And I don't need anybody trying to impress me. Number two, I certainly don't want anybody calling me up and telling me how great they think my show is. Because while they think that they're getting my approval, which they're not, it bores everybody else. Number three, there's plenty of people who are fun and interesting, even if they aren't that bright. But the most boring people in the world are the people who think they're smart. And think they have a good point to make. So it's kind of interesting what goes on behind the scenes here. And I can say these things because for you guys who listen to the show and never call, and you're the ones that I do the show for, it's probably something you ought to know. And maybe it's interesting for you to know how it works around here. Because we really take seriously this art that we do, and I got a great guy doing it. Schaefer's the best. Better than anybody. Now, because you can hear most talk shows, no matter what city, no matter what state, whether it's a syndicated show or a local show, they pretty much put any crap on the air. This, not this show. You remember that movie 54? You know about Studio 54? This show is Studio 54. And we got a couple of guys working the rope. And we got a lot of weirdos that want to get in, but you know what? They never do. we're only going to let in the people that we let in. See, I don't mind monologuing, and I don't mind talking, and I don't mind telling stories. I don't need to have phone calls. It's not a necessary thing for me. So if it's a choice between having bad calls or none at all, well, then we won't take any. Period. I'm also a little grumpy because this is day two now of there's something going on at my house where I can't get any sleep. I don't know what is going on. Last night, 3 hours, my wife had to kick me out of bed. And not last night, but the night before. Now, last night, she came to bed. We had a friend over for dinner. And then the kids and Maria were shooting pool with the Swede. The Swede came over and had dinner. So they're all down shooting pool till like 12:30. And then I hear Maria come to bed. And then I hear this. I don't know about you. I can't lay there and hear that for very long, you know? My wife, I love her to pieces. I love her to the cows come home, man. But that stuff reverberating through the room, just, you know, it's going to... I've got sleep deprivation now. I'm beginning to hallucinate. I'm beginning to see shapes coming up out of the road. So last time I'm hearing this, I said, oh, my God, I got to get out of here. I can't stand it any longer. So I got up. I did what I did the night before. I got up and watched TV for another hour. Had something to eat. Last night, instead of Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice, which is what it was the night before, last night it was Hogan's Heroes and I Love Lucy on Nick at Night. And you want to know something? Hogan's Heroes is a cool show. Not because it's about the war, but because that Colonel Klink is the bomb. That cat, I love him. That's the funniest guy in the history of TV. Colonel freaking Klink. And all night long, I'm sitting there doing Colonel Klink impressions. Hogan, I'll be sent to the Russian front, Hogan. And that other guy, the fat one, Schultz, John Banner, the actor, he's, you know, he's got, whatever that thing he was doing, Colonel Hogan, I see nothing. And then the guy is talking to him about going to the Russian front, and he has a crap fit or something. What is it with this Russian front? All you had to do on that show was say the Russian front, and these guys are crapping in their pants. Hogan, I will be doing 30 days at the Russian front. So that got us into a discussion, you know, about some of those shows. And, you know, I was watching, and then I watched I Love Lucy about the, I don't know, they're hiding a tuna fish or some crap like that. You know, today we have a sitcom, situation comedy on television that is firmly rooted in life, firmly rooted in the reality of our experience as friends, as neighbors, as husbands, as wives, as parents. Drew Carey, Friends, Everybody Loves Raymond, even to some extent, you know, Wacky, but Malcolm in the Middle. But, you know, I flipped on Nick at Night, man. I'm looking at, you know, my mother's a car and there's a nun flying. And what was it about the 60s? You know what? I don't think there was, the revolution in mushrooms didn't take place in the 70s. I think they were making that psilocybin tea about 1962. Because you remember that show, My Favorite Mushroom? That was a great thing. It's the Phil Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.